Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we dive into Dominion voting systems and how easy is it to hack the voting apparatus, and what was said earlier that might have been a preview that we should have taken seriously. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you like what we do and you really want to help support the next generation here, everything we're talking about here, please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Very critical episode. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. Hope you are enjoying your weekend. We are still publishing content and staying on top of this incredibly important news cycle. Tonight, we are going to be going live on our YouTube channel and Facebook feed, so make sure you check it out. But I wanted to make sure we got an episode out early on Sunday morning so that you kind of had an idea of where all of this news is headed. The last couple of days, I've been thinking about what was one of the most important admissions that Democrats gave us in years past that could have warned us about the couple weeks that we just lived through. Of course, there was the red mirage by the Bloomberg data analytics firm that told us that on election day, things are going to look very good for President Trump. And then things, as days follow, will look less favorable for President Trump because of all the mail-in ballots and whatever mechanisms they have in the urban centers of our country. They told us that. But I thought about one clip in particular when Senator Chuck Schumer was on the Rachel Maddow show during the presidential transition. When Chuck Schumer basically admitted to the world something that, when you listen carefully to what he said, and this clip is about almost 4 years old, but it's so incredibly chilling when you listen to it. Senator Chuck Schumer admits to the American people that if you cross the government in a way that they do not like, they have ways to get back to you. And so Senator Chuck Schumer was really arguing. What Senator Chuck Schumer was really saying is that there was a superstructure in our government that if you pick the wrong fights, if you pick the tough fights, they will come after you. Now, President Trump at the time was tweeting about how his transition was being disrupted by the outgoing Obama administration, that the outgoing Obama administration was leaking things from the CIA, that they were making it difficult for President Trump to become President Trump as president-elect. But it really should make us take pause. What Chuck Schumer was really saying is, we're going to get you, that we control the influences and apparatus of power in this country. Listen carefully. Play tape.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
And so how does that tie into what we've seen the last week and a half, 2 weeks, as this election has gradually then suddenly unfolded? Well, we know that President Trump was spied on by the FISA courts illegally. We know that James Comey and Clapper and Brennan worked in concert and collusion with each other to try and disrupt the Trump presidency. We know all of that. But we also have to realize is that what we've seen the last week and a half in our country very well could have been a deliberate attempt, a multi-institutional attempt, to destroy President Trump. And so what we've seen with the voting systems across the country, specifically Dominion voting systems, is the more information that we uncover, the more information that we look into, the more that we learn that the way that people were voting on Election Day and the days leading up to Election Day using Dominion voting systems very well might have been corrupted. And now footage is coming out of hackers at a hacker convention bragging about how easy it is to hack into Dominion voting systems. Listen to this clip from CNBC that President Trump tweeted out of hackers that were bragging about how easy it is to get into Dominion voting systems. Play tape.
What was so interesting was I assumed coming into it that the big manufacturers, companies like ES&S and Dominion, had provided these machines to the hackers to, you know, field test them. But no, it turns out there's an extremely hostile relationship there, and that ES&S and Dominion and other companies have basically said, we don't want to participate, and really have been quite aggressive in saying, we don't want to be part of this. So the organizers were reduced to finding these machines on eBay, which right there is pretty terrifying, because it turns out that anybody can buy some of the most common machines in use on eBay. What was really alarming was when you see these hackers, and these are people who've never seen these machines before, have had no practice on them for the most part, come in and engage them, they immediately get into the guts of them. Beyond that, we were seeing Dominion's image cast system. It's a line of tabulators that paper ballots are fed into. That had its guts all over the room. It was not clear to us whether this was the most recent version of the image cast hardware, but it's important to know that Georgia just spent over $100 million on a contract with Dominion to provide image cast hardware to the state in time for the next primaries and for the 2020 election. And yet here these kids were, who had opened it up. They said, look, you can pop the front off of it, and here's a port you can get into right here. That's easy. You know, all kinds of stuff that you could certainly do within 6 minutes behind a curtain, much less if you had extra time, because any of these were connected to the web, as we discovered a couple of days before, so many of them are.
And so we know that Dominion Voting Systems received a very generous grant from the Clinton Foundation. We know Dominion Voting Systems shifted 6,000 votes from a Republican to a Democrat in Michigan. We know all of that. But the real question is, are we 100% certain that all of the election results that were being reported where Dominion Voting Systems was being used is verified, authentic, and transparent? And we don't know. Texas, for example, the state of Texas rejected Dominion voting systems 3 times before using their software at all in their state. They just kept on rejecting it. And when we talk about actually how we elect leaders in this country, it is more important than ever that we demand more than just answers such as, you're attacking democracy. Actually, we're trying to preserve democracy. We're trying to preserve our constitutional republic. The reluctance from the power elite to challenge the entrenched bureaucracy in our country should really tell you something about what may or may not have been happening these last 10 to 14 days in our country. Lynn Wood, who is one of the president's attorneys, tweeted out, quote, Biden and his criminal cronies are not going to sleep well tonight. Well, Biden might, because he probably forgot the name SCYTL. His co-conspirators know that name well. And we're going to dive into that with a very special guest on our live stream on Sunday evening. But what's very unusual and, in fact, stunning is how Democrats are not offering any answers or allowing us to look into any of these systems. In Georgia, this is Politico Magazine, a mainstream media outlet that says, quote, Georgia county official, vendor disagree on cause of election day glitch. Quote, Dominion Voting Systems told her office that it had uploaded some kind of update the night before the election and that this had created the glitch. And this is Politico Magazine that talked about a glitch that possibly happened in Georgia. Now, this is on top of the absentee ballot issues, the voter registration issues. And one congressman in particular is speaking out very publicly about this. Congressman Louie Gohmert. Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas has been speaking out about how Dominion voting systems very well might have been using the hammer and scorecard method of counting votes. Listen to Congressman Louie Gohmert explain the Dominion voting systems and the raid that was just executed in Germany. Play tape.
Cons. And, I haven't heard a lot of people talk about Seidel. They talk about Dominion. And, of course, there is an affidavit that Rudy Giuliani has from someone with Dominion that says, they brought in 100,000 votes in Michigan to try to counter the legitimate lead that President Trump had there. This is fraud. But Seidel, S-C-Y-T-L, that was a company that was servicing all this and all the media that was reporting real-time results, supposedly. Those were apparently coming through Seidel. They have their main headquarters, used to be in Barcelona, Spain. Aren't we glad we use foreigners to handle things for us? But headquarters is in the home of Merkel, who told Trump the day after the election he needed to just give up. But Seidel, that's a place where all of this information was cycling through. Not supposed to, but it was. And actually, there was a German that, as I was told, there was a tweet in German from Germany that the U.S. Army had gone in and seized the Seidel server. They're going through bankruptcy right now. So there's all kinds of games being played. And I had suggested that the president might get information from Seidel, and the next day before, and I sent him specifics that he needed to get that would show a lot of fraud. And the next day before that information could be gotten, somebody ordered the U.S. Army, according to the tweet, to go in and seize the server. There are people involved inside the government that have been trying to take this president down, State Department, Intel community, and FBI. And also, by the way, Sidney Powell and I both sent messages to the president yesterday that Christopher Wray needs to go.
Now, what Congressman Gohmert was talking about is how the U.S. Army just executed a raid in Frankfurt, Germany to recover, quote, extremely compelling data detailing vote switching. Now, a lot of this is conjecture. A lot of this is us trying to just fill in the gaps and the holes. But it's becoming abundantly clear that there are answers that are required. Now think back to what Chuck Schumer said. Chuck Schumer was threatening any sort of dissident, any sort of potential political opposition to him. What Chuck Schumer was saying is, don't mess with the intel agencies, don't mess with the people in power. And the way our government should operate is that we know what they are doing with some good exclusions and exceptions, but they don't really know what we are doing. We have the right to privacy. The government does not. The opposite has actually ended up occurring. Well, the government knows everything that we are doing, financial information, movement, speech, and we know very little of what they are doing. And President Donald Trump really represented in a lot of different ways us starting to ask these questions again, such as, should we continue to invade a lot of these foreign countries? Should we occupy Afghanistan endlessly for 20 plus years? And should the intelligence agencies have unchecked and unilateral power? And why is it that we cannot get straight answers in actually how we tabulate and count these votes? And just to further reinforce the argument that there was some very suspicious funny business in just a couple cities across the country, the Republicans executed a red wave that happened all across the country. Just breaking in the last couple hours, Burgess Owens, black Republican, former football player, won his congressional seat in Utah. Michelle Steele, Asian American woman, Young Kim, Asian American woman, both of which in Orange County, California, both won their congressional races as Republicans. And Elvira Salazar won her congressional race in Miami, Florida. The last four Republican pickups in the House have been the daughter of a Cuban immigrant, two Korean immigrants, and a black former Super Bowl winner. An incredibly diverse new class of Republicans. President Donald Trump won a West Texas county that had not been won by a Republican since the early 1900s. President Donald Trump did better with non-white voters than any Republican since 1960. The question should then warrant, how is it that President Trump did so much better nationwide, but in a certain select cities that took a very long time to tabulate their votes, why is it that there was such a disproportionate swing against him? And if there are logical and reason-based and factual answers to that, then we should be satisfied with that. But Republicans had an amazing night on election night. And as votes are still being tallied weeks later, Republicans continue to pick up seats. Tom Tillis was just certified as the winner in the North Carolina Senate race, which was a $100 million Senate race. And here's why it matters on a deeper level. If 70 million people feel as if there was some funny business, some fraud, some cheating, some cutting of the corners, the Chicagoization of American politics, then they're never going to trust any election result, Republican or Democrat, in the future. You see, Democrats did not trust the election results in 2016. They thought Russia interfered with the election. They thought that voting systems were tampered with. They thought that Russians were funding and supporting the Trump campaign. And do you know what Republicans did? Republicans went out of their way to appoint a special counsel, Robert Mueller, and many special investigations so that Democrats would not lose faith in the system. I think Republicans actually went out of their way to do this unnecessarily in 2017 and 2018. It was probably done in good faith because a lot of Republicans across the country were saying, you know what? We want all Americans to have faith in this system. And instead of answering our questions, of why was Benford's law violated in Allegheny County and Milwaukee County? Why is it that there was a 1,774% increase in voter registration for 90-plus-year-olds in Pennsylvania in the midst of a pandemic? Why is it that the more we ask questions, we get the couple word answers, shut up, you lost? And look, it might feel good to say something like that, but it's not good for the future of the republic. It's definitely not good for the country. And so as Trump supporters peacefully demonstrated in big numbers in Washington, D.C. this past weekend, an amazing display of support. Not one building was burned. Not one window was smashed. Not one police officer was assaulted. No SWAT gear and no riot gear was needed to be deployed for the Antifa people that were counter-protesting and counter-rioting they were. Trump supporters are on edge, and they should be. They're losing faith in the democratic institutions and systems of the country. And if your position is, oh, that just doesn't matter, just you lost, just we're going to now govern, be careful with that. We as Republicans thought that it was a crisis for our country 4 years ago, and we wanted everyone's questions to be answered. We thoughtfully and logically and rationally sat down with anyone who would hear our argument and say, you know what, actually, no, President Trump didn't collude with the Russian government, and here's what the investigation actually showed. He was exonerated. In fact, Bob Mueller had a massive mandate, and he indicted everyone that he possibly could that had any sort of crime non-connected to Russia, from Paul Manafort to Roger Stone. Michael Flynn got caught up in it. And where we are trending right now, if the media and the Democrats do not take these questions and these issues seriously, the sequence that will then play out is one of the most massive movements of distrust in American history. And that's not a good thing. Because if you distrust your institutions, then you actually distrust your country. And then, do you actually then still have a country? And maybe there are answers that can satisfy all these questions, but the more that Democrats ignore it, it only fans the flames of people that then grapple onto things that are not true. And on our program, we have not said things that are not true. There are people that have been peddling a lot of things that are just completely baseless. We don't say those things on our program, and we won't. But there are things that have yet to be answered. Such as, I just want a good reason why the only four cities that stopped counting their votes in the entire country was Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee. Why is that? Maybe they're given top-down orders agreed upon by the presidential campaigns from county supervisors to stop counting votes. I highly doubt that. Instead, we know that there is widespread and documented urban issues when it comes to voter fraud. Just listen to our podcast episode yesterday of a poll watcher in Detroit who saw voter fraud with her very eyes, saw poll watchers that were filling in ballots that were supposed to be military ballots, and nothing was done about it. And instead, she was harassed, basically felt completely unsafe, and was escorted out of the poll watching area. This is an incredibly important focus right now for our show and for all shows across the country. And those shows that are not talking about this, you should ask the question, why? Because this is more than just President Trump. This is more than just a singular candidate. This is, will people who want to assume power be able to explain how they got their power back? Or will we descend back into a form of a banana republic or some form of a military junta where we just say, oh, I guess the powerful people with the most amount of connections and money won again, and we're just going to sit down and take it. And that is not a healthy thing for a republic. And what's really interesting is that journalists used to be the people that asked these questions. Journalists used to always be on the cutting edge of this. I mean, just look at the Hunter Biden story that was completely not covered at all in any of the mainstream media institutions. Why did they not cover it? They didn't cover it because they didn't want to be in their social circle to be blamed for reelecting President Trump. So we just allowed Joe Biden, Hunter Biden's scandal of the decade, which was the abandoned laptop, to go uncovered in almost every mainstream media outlet, coupled with the absentee fraud, the poll watching issues, and now some of these very troubling unanswered questions with Dominion voting systems. You now have a combustible engine of rebellion happening in the country, and we have to do everything we can to calm that down. Questions deserve to be answered. People that ask things thoughtfully should not be told, sit down, shut up, you lost, you're a bad person. That only further radicalizes the country, and it's not healthy at all. I want to thank those of you that support our program at charliekirk.com/support. We are on top of this, and I'm telling you, we have an amazing guest tonight on the live stream, so make sure you tune in on our YouTube channel. We are able to explore all of these issues and more when you support us at charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, and please consider getting involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com, tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war. Thank you guys so much for listening. We have more episodes coming this week. Like you wouldn't believe, we are producing more than any other podcast and show out there. Thank you for supporting us. God bless. Speak to you soon.